This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I guess that means we should start the show.
I think that's a good idea here,
Robert. Let's do it. Super D, I'm in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're at the United States Health Freedom Congress, and we've even let some Canadians in. And even some doctors.
What?
Of, yeah, I know. David Steffen.
What's wrong with you? Jeez.
David Steffen, my hero. He's awesome. I was sitting next to him in the Congress. So he's cool. And then I've got Dr. Jim Simon. He's a doctor of chiropractic. Can you believe they let chiropractors in here?
I do believe they left chiropractors in here. And actually, I've been getting some respect while I'm in here, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience.
It's a good thing. We love DCs. And, of course, Dr. Jim Scheim is with me for a segment here. They're serving dinner, and they're probably going to serve it for me on the breaks here. But Dr. Jim was at GCN Studios in 2010. He attended a lecture I gave out in Lake Winds. Was it Minnetonka at the time, or was it
Chaska?
It was in Chanhassen.
Or Chanhassen.
Okay. And then we came, I don't know what that day, but GCN Studios and interviewed him. And then, oh my gosh, it goes so far back. Anyway, it was great to see Jim here at the Health Freedom Congress. And Super Don, I don't know, I just got a comment from Timothy Welsh. He said, I appreciated my talk at the Health Freedom Congress. I'm like, was somebody streaming that live? Because I didn't know it was online. Already somebody's seen it. I know.
Inquiring minds want to know. I'll have to check.
The mystery thickens. And if so, who did it? You know, my guess is Dana. But we'll have to see what happens there. Now, what is going on tonight? U.S. Health Freedom Congress. We've got a couple of ladies from Ohio and the Health Freedom Group in Ohio we're going to talk to. But right now, Dr. Jim Stein. By the way, I have to ask, as far as your impression of the Congress, is the first time you're attending?
Very first time attending. Really didn't know what to expect. It was your invitation when I was watching on YouTube Live. And you said, Jim, we've got to see you in St. Paul.
That's true. I did say that.
That's exactly what you said. And so I said, I've got to go see my good buddy Robert. And it's been a wonderful experience. The energy, the excitement, the passion, it's incredible. I always used to love Tony Robbins. He'd end his Unlimited Power series. He'd say, every day, live with passion. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm seeing here with the passion for health, freedom, and liberty as you start your show every day.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting a good background as to where you're getting this in. An appreciation for how much you do besides your radio show to help in this effort. So thank you, Robert.
Yeah,
thank
no, you. I do this and chew gum. That's about it.
Okay.
I, it's funny. I was given the opportunity to speak here. You know, I've spoken here before, and, you know, I just couldn't come up with a topic or a title. And it was all about integrating, like, wisdom. What have you learned, right? Which is great. And we had a bunch of speakers talking about their wisdom, which I love to do that. We got a lot of insights into some really cool things. But, you know, as much as I try, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. What am I going to talk about? So I'm just taking, like, little notes that would come to me when I'm hearing people speak.
Mm-hmm.
Then I get up, and then it reveals itself to me.
But
and so then that's like, it was like the Robert Scott Bell radio show, Super Don, except at the Health Freedom Congress. And it was just like, all right, whatever I want to talk about, I'm going to talk about it.
Well, just connecting to source, and you know that the right thing is going to come out at the right time.
Exactly.
So what did you talk about?
Jim, what did I talk about?
One of the big things was about fear.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ever afraid of what you're going to say while you're on the radio show?
Mm-hmm.
And fear, of course, you know, the old analogy, false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think Neil Donald Walsh does on one of his tapes say it's F everything and run.
F everything and run, yeah. It's another way. The bear, run. Yeah, but into a tree, smack into a tree. And I guess the message was, and I might have mentioned this before on the show, that when you're living your purpose, your mission, your passion, all of these things align, there's no room for fear. You're just not afraid. It's like, well, because people don't get that. They're like, you should be afraid, right? No. But if you're not living your purpose, yeah, there's a lot of things to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. When you're connected to what you want to be doing and what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
you're doing exactly what you need to do.
So we have a story here I want to open with, which is different than what Superdon said. I'm going to delay one story, but that's okay. I know Superdon rolls with it. A realistic shift in diet could save $38 billion annually. I don't know what that realistic shift is, but you've written or about to publish a book. What is that? Hold that up for our YouTube listeners.
Is it YouTube?
Yeah.
It's called Kick Your Butts Goodbye.
I love that title. And it's, of course, B-U-T-T-S, referring to cigarette butts.
Of course.
And is that realistic for people to stop smoking? Come on.
Absolutely. I've been doing the program since 1980. We've had thousands of people that have gone through the program, and it's been an incredible experience. It was actually an interesting fluke. I'd gone to China and watched acupuncture anesthesia while I was over there. Had 12 days inside Red China. Didn't do anything about habit control. Had a patient come back and said, I heard about a chiropractor who's doing a smoking treatment. Can you do it for me? And I had no idea. Got in touch with a guy from Northeast Minneapolis, and he was kind enough to share the program. Patty came in, we did it, and it worked wonderfully for her.
Mm-hmm.
She was a flight attendant for Northwest Airlines, and she became my biggest promoter.
Nice.
Pretty soon I was having people fly in non-revenue from Western Airlines, the only way to fly, and from New York, Washington, and California, and it spread entirely by word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting procedure, and what it does, it decreases your physiological for nicotine, physiological desire.
Okay.
You don't crave cigarettes. You don't get nervous, irritable, headachy, and feisty.
Jim, you mentioned that off the air, and I've heard this, that quitting cigarettes seemingly harder than even heroin, really hard drugs.
Heroin or nicotine.
Yeah.
I mean, heroin or alcohol.
Or alcohol. And I suspect, and I've brought this up over the years many times, that there's something else in, it's not just tobacco. It's a mess of stuff.
They put additives in that are supposed to enhance the flavor, but enhancing the flavor makes it much more
addiction.
Addictive.
Yeah. So this little booklet is going to be available where?
It's going to be available on Amazon, and pretty soon it should be on Kindle and Amazon. I'm hoping within the next week. If my wife is watching, you better finish proofreading it.
Honey, get
honey,
on it.
There it says on the back.
Wait a second. Proof. Did you do your honeydews before you came to the Health Freedom Congress?
Oh, yes.
Oh, so yeah, you owe them. Come on. You got to do proofread, right? Get it ready. Hi, honey, back home if you're watching, too. I hope I did my honeydews. All right, so is it live to quit or quit to live? This is the website.
Oh, quittolive.com. Quit with the number 2, live.com.
Okay.
And I've got to rework that a little bit because that has some old information on. I was hoping to get the book published before I did that.
Yeah.
But now Robert's been kind enough to bring me on for a shameless plug.
Why would I do that?
Of course, before everything's quite ready. But necessity becomes the mother of getting it done.
Mm-hmm.
And so it will be done by the end of this week now.
Good. Also, by the way, we are scheduled to do advanced medicine like normal second hour, even though I'm live at the United States Health Freedom Congress. So we'll look to hear from Dr. Rasha Bitar as well. And so as far as this topic here, I'm bringing up this. And by the way, the show notes are up. Superdon put them up there. Thank you, Superdon. RobertScottBell.com. Realistic shift in diet could save the U.S. up to $38 billion annually. Now, are we talking here, Superdon, because you probably were able to read this more than I was today. Are we talking about because they're saying if you eat a better diet, whatever that definition is, according to them, that we'll have less expenditure on disease care?
That's the and you know, the interesting thing is they are really nice about it. They're saying if people just did a 20% shift, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not even saying, you know, go all the way or 50%, only a 20% shift towards a healthier diet, like a Mediterranean-style diet,
yeah,
that it would prevent a lot of these problems that people are requiring, quote, health care for.
Wow. All right. Well, they're finally catching on, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Bit. I don't know if they say what it is. Now, I will tell you, Super Don, today they had, I think they said a semi-organic lunch, but I didn't feel it. The soup was good, and that's all I had. So today I'm kind of fasting on soup, if you can call it that. And just knowing that, rather than risking, you know, me showing up for work tonight, do the show, and I'll feel rotten, and you'll see it on my face, I would rather not eat. This is to Dr. Pitar, because he gives me praise when he says this. Like, I've never seen anybody that would rather, you know, not eat. You know, because he likes to eat, right?
Okay.
If it's not clean enough. And it's like, no, you know, my cells have told me, this is how you got to do it. I'm like, I'm not going to argue with my cells anymore. I did that when I was a kid with medicines, and that didn't work out so well. So,
yeah, I can understand that very much so.
Yeah.
And I've made almost every sin on diet in my lifetime and have lived to regret it.
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, with my wife's help, we've been cleaning up our act since about 2000, actually right around the time that we started listening to you.
Wow.
She takes credit for it, though. She says, yeah, you heard it from Robert. I was the one that brought it up for us.
I give you all the praise, honey. That's Jim's honey in that case.
That's my honey, Carrie. Yes, indeed, dear.
Well, and my honey feeds me, too, so I got no complaints. So a realistic shift in diet is what we want. Now, if somebody asked me, well, can you just, you know, transmute the energy, right, of the food or the stuff? And I'm like, I get that. Believe me, I do. I mean, it's possible, but If I'm doing that, it's going to have to take the energy away from, you know, my focus here on the show and what I want to do on the show tonight. And so I'm not willing to bend because it's just going to divert the stuff that I want. Yeah, I want to feel good. I love doing this show and bringing this power to heal back to each and every one of you. So as far as Jim, you're doing less chiropractic and more like helping lifestyle, just general stuff? Or?
Well, the biggest thing I'm doing at this point in time is truck driver physicals.
Ooh.
I did chiropractic for 25 years very actively in St. Paul here.
Yeah.
Had a very busy personal injury practice, and it was very, very good to me. But it was high stress, high volume,
yeah.
Attorneys, insurance companies, and it took its toll. It definitely took its toll. In 2000, I was driving on Interstate 94, mm-hmm. got rear-ended on the freeway, and unfortunately, I was in worse shape than most of my patients. And
wow.
So I had to give up my practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I
just remember you being bigger years ago when we were in the studio.
I was a bit bigger in those days.
Okay.
About 200, 205 pounds.
There's less of him to go around, but his honey is okay with that.
Well, that's when we started. Well, actually, we've been doing the organic now for a while.
Nice.
And cleaning up our act quite a bit.
Right.
And, yeah.
So when you give a physical to a truck driver, does it go like this? Do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show when you're in a truck? Yes? No? Yes? Okay, you're good. Go on. No? Well, we got to work on that.
We'll have to work on that. We'll have to get that up.
Right.
It's actually a good, good general physical that we get.
Yep.
And I enjoy doing it, and I get a good opportunity.
Dr. Jim Stein, it's good to be with you again. Thanks for coming to the Congress.
It's great to be with you. Thank
Congratulations
you
on your impending book, Kick Your Butts Goodbye. I love the title.
Thank you kindly.
He didn't say kick your aspirin. He said kick your butts because it's about cigarette butts. Get off of it. And it's Quit to Live with the number two. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Robert Scott Belcher.
All right, back at it here at the USL Freedom Congress. I am joined by, I love Jim, he's great, but he's not as good looking as these ladies. You're awesome, and they're from Ohio, and they're into health freedom, but you guys are both married, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, all right. Sorry, guys. I tried. But
so are you, Robert.
Well, no, I wasn't looking out for me. Super not. It wasn't about me. It's like, you know, maybe there's some guys out there, fans of the show, into health freedom. You never know. The Robert Scott Bell Show dating program. I don't know. That's a. We got to switch it up a little bit. We're having fun. I don't know. Are you guys having fun at Health Freedom?
Oh,
Expo?
Amazing.
Or it's the U.S. Health Freedom Congress.
The Health Freedom Congress has been an amazing experience.
Now, let me just put this a little bit closer to you. The reason I said Health Freedom Expo, I'm so excited because Julie Whitman Klein, she also was one of the wisdom speakers. She spoke about the return of the Expo as the Trinity Conference coming up in September 22nd, 23rd. Is it far to go to Chicago from Columbus?
No, it's about 7 hours.
You guys got to go.
Yeah, we're thinking about going.
Bring a whole caravan of health freedom lovers because it's an amazing event.
We have quite a few, yes.
All right, so that's coming up September 22nd, 23rd. Also, it's the dates in July. It's in the 20s, somewhere in there. There's a weekend that I'm going to Columbus, where y'all are, because there's the MAHO show, which is like part of the Midwest Natural Health Food Store group, right? And so maybe there's also another store that's, I got to find out where it is, that I'm also speaking at in Ohio that weekend. So we'll let you know. But what's going on, Health Freedom Ohio? Michelle, you've got stories to tell.
Yeah, so Health Freedom Ohio, I guess I'll start at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Just coming from a place of my own ignorance, I was under the impression that healthcare meant choosing between pharmaceuticals or no pharmaceuticals. And what I've recognized is in the state of Ohio that people are very unaware of what health freedom means, because they don't even understand what their healthcare choices are. So with Health Freedom Ohio, we are dedicated to educating people about what their health choices are and connecting them to those alternative practitioners so that they can fully comprehend and understand what health freedom means.
Yeah.
The other part of that is going downtown and talking to our legislators and our lawmakers about health freedom and educating them about those choices so that they can then protect health freedom whenever those kind of restrictive laws come up.
You got a lot of work to do.
We have a lot of work to do, but I think we can do it.
Well, but you didn't grow up with health freedom like I didn't.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were medical?
Yeah. We were all allopathic. It was pharmaceuticals or nothing. Nobody in my life was using alternative care.
So how did
you? In fact, my grandfather was a doctor, and I can remember at one point my grandmother laughing about chiropractics and saying that they were quacks. I remember that distinctly.
Sorry, Jim, they're not. We love chiropractors.
No, I see a chiropractor now actually once a week, and I love my chiropractor. He keeps me healthy so that I don't have to see a medical doctor for drugs.
Beautiful. And Nadra?
Yes.
From Venezuela originally. You're also now in Ohio. How did you get involved in the health freedom community?
My daughter was actually vaccine injured after her 18-month vaccine. She had a couple of vaccines then. It was the last two of 30 at that point. And she went from a child who used to stand in front of a class and try to teach the children the ABCs to a child that could no longer, had difficulties responding to basic yes or no questions. We've been through recovery. It's been almost 2 years, and she's done tremendously well. But ever since then, I became aware of all these issues, especially relating to vaccinations.
Did you connect to Michelle through that?
Actually, yes. Michelle was the first individual who educated me on a lot of the ingredients and such regarding vaccinations, and that's where my research delved. I wasn't getting any answers from our pediatrician. As a matter of fact, they were doing test after the fact, and to no avail.
So you're one of the moms that woke up, right?
Yeah, and that's the hard way, unfortunately.
The hard way, yeah. I've talked about that, and that, you know, these moms, like you guys, tend to not be quiet, and that's good, because we want to protect the children that are even not our own, right?
Absolutely. I feel like if we don't speak up, then we're silently enforcing this this broken system and this web of lies, quite frankly. And you know, it's for us, we share the information, we provide the education, and it's up to the individual, but we can't be complicit of it any longer. I wish somebody would have reached out to me, too.
Right, so you're paying it forward at this point. Now, how is your daughter? Has she gotten any remediation help, holistic or anything?
Absolutely. She's doing wonderful. We actually resorted to several biomedical treatments and functional medicine.
Okay.
The AMIAS methylation pathway protocol helped tremendously. Network chiropractic care, the Sunrise program, and laser therapy, and she's doing wonderful.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear that. Listen, can you guys stick around one more second?
Absolutely.
Okay, I know you'd want to do lobbying 101, but I'm going to hold you until then.
Thank you.
More on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com, live from the U.S. Health Freedom Congress in St. Paul, Minnesota. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Did you see they used that song in Thor?
No.
Ragnarok? That's the only good part.
I think I've seen the movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's the only good part. They play a little Led Zeppelin, and that's like, oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, we're rocking the health world here from the U.S. Health Freedom Congress. We have Michelle Cotterman and Nadra Lopez-Garrity. And you guys got to fill us in on what's going on health freedom. What are the challenges in Ohio? Are they unique? Are they pretty common? What's going on?
I wouldn't say that they're unique across the nation. It seems like we have this intrusion of our ability to make decisions, particularly about vaccinations. Mm-hmm. So in Ohio, we had We have people who are being fired for declining a flu shot. So we have introduced legislation for two sessions now, so for 4 years, that would prevent an employer from firing an employee from declining a flu shot. I mean, imagine that. We get to decide what's injected into our bodies. It's not a condition of employment. It's a right.
Right.
So we have successfully gotten House Bill 193 through the Economic Development, Commerce, and Labor Committee, and it should have gone to the House floor for a vote, but the Speaker of the House decided to re-refer it to the Health Committee, right?
Yeah.
So where it has sat to die. So we're getting into lame duck, and it has only had one hearing.
Somebody doesn't want this to pass.
Somebody doesn't want this to pass, and we sort of know who we're up against. Everyone's up against the same entity. It's the pharmaceutical lobbyists.
The lobbyists. Did you hear, like, Diane Miller's story, I believe she was telling about, Jerry Johnson was talking about how they got the health freedom legislation, the safe harbor provision in Minnesota years ago, and how they had to work with the one person that stood steadfastly against it. And they kept working with him, and eventually he became an advocate for the. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that happens by but
remarkable.
It's like, and that theme of how do you love your way out of a mess, right? Because it's too easy to go, man, I hate that guy, right?
I love that message she had. So it was very powerful.
Yeah, really cool. Now, in Pennsylvania, apparently a court overturned a decision. So there's some precedents in the judiciary now when they terminated a nurse who refused to have the flu shot. So I think that, if the nurses got together, doctors got together, they could win this easily. But there's still a lot of nurses and doctors willing to just roll up their sleeve and take it.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends actually in healthcare. Not only are they rolling up their sleeves, but they're afraid to speak up. They're afraid they're going to lose their job. They're afraid of the ridicule. They're afraid of being singled out, the bullying, the coercion. I mean, it's really gross what's happening to my peers. And I would just really love to see this piece of legislation actually make it through one of these days.
Yeah. Well, you still have religious freedom of exemption, but it doesn't necessarily apply if you're working.
Well, you can get a religious accommodation, and I think that some people are, but in the case of Michelle Krinsky, she was fired last fall, and she worked in the neonatal intensive care, and they didn't allow any exemptions at all, not even medical. So even if you had a doctor's note, they were not.
They're under the delusion that the vaccines actually work.
Well, right. Then there's that part, too, so which we know when something is, 10 to 15% effective, it's no better than a placebo.
Right. Now, if we go, not just Venezuela, but Nadra, the idea of authority figures. What I've seen in this, again, I'm generalizing, I realize this, but like if we go to the Hispanic population, do they tend to believe like the government, believe the doctors, because culturally they've just been trained to do so? If it's an authority figure, believe them?
Absolutely. And that's part of what I feel a lot of us get caught up in, and we don't question it. And of course, the entire, even when relating to vaccination itself, it's almost like a religious cult. An indoctrinated religious cult that we're not to question. And like I said, in my experience, I found the hard way. And that a lot of the issues is I've come to learn through individuals within the medical community, like Michelle and other doctors, is that they're not getting the education regarding the subject. Yeah. And that's why we cannot have informed consent unless they know.
Have you reached into the Hispanic community anywhere to kind of try to reach them? Because, again, it's a big concern of mine that a lot of the Puerto Ricans came to Florida, and if they just believe what government tells them, that floods the population with people that are going to do what they're told. And that bodes not well for health freedom in Florida in the future. That's my concern. And it has nothing to do, you don't like Hispanic people. People take your words. No, that's not it. I'm concerned for the entire population that falls prey to authoritarian medical edicts from government.
Absolutely. And I quite frankly, I believe that it affects everybody, not just Latinos. Mm-hmm. Everybody in general are affected by this indoctrination.
Yes, yes. I want to see more health freedom leaders hit that community and really be champions for that community. I think that and I could be wrong, but I just don't know if it's happening enough for them. And that's what I want to see. Yeah,
absolutely not. Yeah.
So I just want to say, if there's anybody out there that's from Ohio and you want to get involved, there's a health freedom group there. It's called Ohio Advocates for Medical Freedom, mm-hmm. and their website is ohioamf.org.
Ohioamf.org.
Yes, so if you go to ohioamf.org, you can find their homepage. If you go to ohioamf.org/HB193, you can sign the online petition in support of this piece of legislation that would allow medical professionals, healthcare workers, anyone in daycare, even the autonomy over their bodies so that their employers can no longer tell them what has to be injected.
Mm-hmm. I got it up now, ohioamf.org. It's there.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is great. Now, Michelle, for the sake of Super Don, who sometimes doesn't want to come in for work, you know, some days he just goes, you know what, I've had it with the Robert Scott Bell show, right?
He's allowed to have a day off sometimes.
No, I know. I tease you, Super. But I thought you would like to hear this story. Michelle shared with me, it was yesterday we were talking, and you kind of gave a backstory of, you know, what you were going through when you heard the show, and I think that it's fascinating.
So, once upon a time, my daughter had an allergic reaction to vaccines, and I was fired from the pediatrician for declining subsequent vaccinations. Their mentality is, well, the vaccines are so important that we'll just administer subsequent doses in the presence of a pediatrician in case she has an anaphylactic reaction. We'll just give her epinephrine. It's no big deal. No, that is a big deal to me. So we declined, and they fired us as patients. And at the time, nobody in my life was making that decision. It was just sort of something that you did, almost like a religious rite of passage.
Yeah, right.
And I thought I was crazy. Everyone was around me was telling me that I was crazy. And in my query, I found your show, and I started listening to your show. And you introduced me to homeopathy, to herbs, to DOs and MDs who were thinking along the same lines that I was. And it really helped be a guiding light for me in that time of darkness when I wasn't really sure what was going on. I was abandoned in my mind by the people that I trusted and sort of left out in the cold, if you will. And, you know, your show was a real guiding light for me and a force to help guide me into that right direction and feel confident and firm in my own decisions.
So, you see, Super Don, I told you we're doing good work here. For helping.
Yeah. Thank you.
Always cool. Always cool to hear stories like that.
Really is. Yeah. It made my heart so happy. So I thank you for sharing that. I mean, you know, we don't often get together out like this, and I love that we can and, you know, get that feedback. And, you know, the intent of the show is to empower everybody that, you know, is ready to hear it.
You sure did empower me. Yeah. Here I am now, and I'm downtown all the time now educating and advocating for freedom.
I didn't beat you into submission.
No.
No. You actually chose of your own accord, right?
I mean, you gave me the strength and the courage freedom that I needed to be my own voice.
Well, and that was one of the messages I gave in my talk tonight, and it was just find somebody who has done what you consider to be impossible or what others consider to be impossible. And then, you know, normally we'd say, well, then learn from them. But I, no, and help them. In the process of helping them, you will learn more than if you just went to learn.
Yeah.
Find
the teacher teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's a trickling effect, because look at this.
Yeah.
You help Michelle. Yeah. Michelle helped me. We call her our Earth Angel.
Our Earth Angel. That's great. I love that. We got to sing it now. Isn't there a song?
So can we talk about House Bill 559?
Yes, ma'am. We've got a couple of minutes before you got to go.
All right. So also in Ohio, we had a piece of legislation that we are opposing. It's called House Bill 559. And I think this is happening across the nation, state by state by state. So what they want to do is public tracking. They want Ohio Department of Health to publish on their website vaccination rates and exemptions based on school and district. And that's sort of a violation of our federal privacy laws.
HIPAA,
because in school districts where the sample size is so small, they wouldn't release that information even if you had a public record request. So why are they going to publish that on a website where parents can, through you know, process of elimination, figure out which students those are, and then you open bullying, discrimination. Not only that, but you have the way that the schools are graded now. Are they going to lump that into their school rating system?
Right.
Is that going to affect how much money they get from, you know, the state? So it opens up all of these problems. The other part is forcing us into a healthcare system. So they have defined by this bill a medical professional that's licensed to deliver immunizations, they call it.
They're vaccinations.
They're
based on cows. Okay.
Not immunization. Immunization is not the same thing.
Is your kid a moo cow? Yes.
Right. So they want to force us into this office in order to get a signature, a third-party verification of our non-medical exemptions. So they want to force feed us medical information in order to get a non-medical exemption. It makes no sense at all.
No.
Plus, it doesn't recognize the fact that some people don't have access. Some people don't have transportation. Some people have to pay. If I had to go see a doctor, I would have to pay out of pocket because I was fired from my pediatrician. Mm-hmm. And anyone who's going to see me is going to be out of network.
Right.
And
on
top of which, like you mentioned, some individuals get fired from their pediatricians for simply questioning vaccines. Mm-hmm. And we're not getting the informed consent to begin with.
Yeah.
And I think it's also very important to point out that according to the Ohio Constitution, it is unconstitutional to force individuals into a system of care. And that does also include an electronic database.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, and a legislator actually said it perfectly. It's kind of forcing us to go to our abuser.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My daughter was injured by vaccines, and she was actually almost killed by pediatricians last year by being overdosed. So it's absolutely a violation of both our constitutional rights, and then on top of that, you have our religious freedom aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. You have said it so well. These pediatricians, I've said, it's the most dangerous of the doctors because they target innocent little babies who could be pure and healthy and vital, and you poison them. What's in a vaccine?
Right.
Tell me you'd put that in a baby's bottle. And their willingness to, as you said, it's abuse. It's ritual sacrifice, in my opinion. And, you know, I want all the major religions to get on board and recognize this. Stop praising that community, because they don't deserve your praise.
No. So real quick, if you're in Ohio and you want to oppose this legislation, go to ohioams.org/HB559 and you can sign an opposition letter and they'll automatically send it out to your legislator.
Right on the front page, you can find it there too, if it's listed. So.
And please show up and show up. Meet with your legislators, go to the state house or, you know, in district meetings. They're
Nadra.
Very, very important.
Nadra and Michelle, you both are beautiful souls. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us. It was fun.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You're going to play next, Superdome? Because I'm not in my home studio to play it.
Right?
How does it go?
The comment of the day. Oh, hey, you guys!
All right, let's go in, because I'm feeling lonely right now. The ladies have left me. I'm all alone here at the USL Freedom Congress. Everybody's doing the, they won't let me play their reindeer games. So, yes, it's time for a nice comment of the day. This is also from Don, not Super Don, but a different kind of Super Don, I'd have to say, after reading this comment. And did this come into the website?
It did, yes.
And I apologize for asking you to read it, but my computer just crashed like it does just on cue.
Oh.
So you're going to have to run lead on this comment of the day and talk to me about
it. All right. Comment of the day from Don, the other white meat.
That's funny.
Comment says, Robert.
All right, go ahead. I was just saying, how do you know Don is the white, the other Don?
I don't. Yeah. All right. He says, Robert, I have recently become a faithful listener of your show. Today I watched your show on YouTube and was entranced with your guest host, Ann Archer Butcher.
Yes.
Her story about Donald Trump literally brought me to tears. It reassured me and gave me real hope for the future of this country. And what a story that was, by the way.
Amazing?
I need to make a separate YouTube of that because that was quite the story.
She was nervous about saying, you know, she's like, did I do? And I'm like, you know what, Ann? I told her, I said, I feel like it needed to be said because there's so much garbage that people don't know, who don't know, all claiming to know stuff. And having, you know, Ann, who's worked with him side by side for 12 years.
That was some serious inside baseball going on there with Donald Trump, right?
Yeah, and I think it's important. It's very important to be able to see something besides what the fear-driven mainstream media, the leftists and the establishment Republicans too, and their hatred of this man. There's more than what they are trying to convince you of. That's the point.
Right.
So there's more? Is there more?
So Don, continue. I'm going to try and get through this here with this short segment. Despite the constant barrage of personal attacks by the establishment, I felt the energy from the beginning of his pursuit to the presidency. that Ann described emanating from him. His energy and drive are making this world a better place to live in my estimation. I was on board when the Truth About Cancer docuseries first was broadcast. I have since become a big supporter of the cause and have made it my mission to inform people and make them aware that they need to assume responsibility for their own health and not blindly follow big medicine without being informed.
Ah.
That was when I first learned of you.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be overemphasized enough how important your work is to the world. The time
wow.
has come.
Dude, now, come on. This is like this effusive praise is going to go to my head. Stop it. Somebody come
yeah,
on.
I don't think the webcam can hold it all. If you
yeah.
you got to be careful here.
Somebody's got to write in and tell me something rotten and horrible about my show.
You suck.
There.
Yeah,
okay,
no, okay.
I feel better now. Okay.
All right. He says the time has come to peel back the layers of misinformation and deceit regarding health, nutrition, and personal empowerment, and lead the masses to the truth of good health and well-being. I wish I had pursued a medical career when I was young so I could be a leader in naturopathic medicine today. Well, you still can, Don. I still try to teach and inform as many people as I can. I am learning every day thanks to you and many other like-minded visionaries. I really want to thank you for all that you do. It means the world to the world that cares about the world.
Hey, great. Yeah, Don Eldridge, I believe. Don, and you say Godspeed at the end. Thank you, Don. And what am I going to say to that? At that point, I've really had some wonderful interactions here that make my heart happy. And I thank you, Don, for writing in. I think he commented, where's my comment? Did his comment disappear? I noticed that as the computer rebooted. But Don, your comment was read aloud to the world, thanks to Super Don. And definitely appreciate it. Just, you know, Super Don's definitely going to show up for work tomorrow. That's just all I'm saying. Or maybe I should not only say that. No, it's also just give you a heads up too as we're wrapping up the first hour of the
I'm
show.
I'm sorry, my microphone froze up.
Oh, is that it? Oh, your microphone
yeah.
froze. Okay, I was wondering.
Yes.
You abandoned me at that moment.
No.
Just to, you know, like I said,
I love this line. It means the world to the world that cares about the world.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah. No, that's not redundant. I don't think that's redundant. Yeah. I think that was really cool. So we got Dr. Bitar scheduled next hour. Mm-hmm. We'll see if we have any surprise guests. I'm not planning. I don't have anybody scheduled next hour if they want to drop in or whatever. But there's a whole other day scheduled here at the United States Health Freedom Congress. As I said, we're going to pre-record tomorrow's show. But check out the upcoming events, right? There are upcoming events. We're going to add some more. There's a lecture Central Florida that's coming up on CBD that I'm going to do as well. So we'll add more as we confirm them. All right, folks. Thanks to Super D. You can check out the notes 6 days a week as well. Go to robertscottbell.com. I don't know how to say it in Spanish. I should have asked. Nedra. I won't do it. The power to heal is hers, and it's yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.